tell me about your place of birth and about what was going on there then and as you were growing up.
Well, about my place of birth?
Yeah, where you were born.
I was born here in Panama, in Panama City. But I live in Arraiján, in the other side of the bridge, till 17, 18 years old. Then we moved to Panama. And, well, it was a pretty good life, yeah. It was a little bit far. We couldn't, well, my family couldn't go to malls or to the movie because it was a little bit far. We didn't have, like, a car. We had to take the bus and it was far from our home, yeah. So I really didn't have, like, a lot of friends. Just was like my brother, me, and two neighbors. That was all, I guess.
And what was your childhood like?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, but sometimes I didn't like it because my father used to keep me and my brother in the house because he was a little bit afraid that a snake could bite us or something like that, because we live like in a hill, and the hill was like surrounded with a lot of trees and grass and that all that thing.
What are your fondest memories or your favorite memories?
Well, when I used to play with my brother inside the house, hiding, you know, when you play hidings, yeah, I used to play that with my brother. And okay, yeah, we had video games, so I really like that part of my life because my brother and I used to play till late.
And who are your best friends?
Well, right now?
Back then and then right now.
Back then, okay. Well, when I was a child, I didn't have like best friend. Because in a school, in primary school, people used to be mean with me, yeah, because I'm small, so I always was like the first in the line and all that stuff, so I didn't have like a best friend that time. But right now I got a lot of friends, yeah. Well, I got three best friends. Three girl best friends, yeah. Their names? Okay, Amy. She was my first best friend, actually. I met her in the school bus, yeah. She is 2 years younger than me. And also there is a girl, her name is Carol. Yeah, she's always been supportive with me. And well, here at the university, my best friend is Carmen. Yeah, she's my best friend, actually.
And where are their parents from?
My parents.
Your friend's parents.
Oh, okay, my friend's parents. Well, Amy's parents, both of them are from Peru. Carmen's parents, I really don't know about her mother. Actually, I don't know too much about him, her mother, but I know that her father is family of an ex-president of Panama. And Carol parents, both of them are from Panama.
Can you tell me about your parents and grandparents?
My parents, well, my mom is half Chinese. My mother's mom, she's from Panama. Yeah. And they used to be very, very poor. They didn't have like a great life. They used to live near Lago Gatun, the Gatun Lake, that is near from the Panama Canal. Yeah, and the father of my mother, he was Chinese. He came here from Canton. And my dad's parents, well, the dad of my dad, he was from Puerto Rico. Yeah, he used to be a captain of the Air Force of United States. And, well, I really don't know too much about him because he didn't take like too much care about my dad. About the mother of my dad, well, she was Panamanian, yeah. Well, I don't know. They were really poor too. And the father of my grandmother, he was like a black descendant. Yeah, he was a black descendant.
And can you tell me what their professions were?
My parents' professions?
Your parents and your grandparents?
Oh, well, yeah. My mom, she's a secretary, and my dad, he didn't have like a degree at the university. He made like 2 or 3 years, and he learned a little bit of English by listening to the radio and talking to people that used to live here and came to work in the Panama Canal. And he was like, I don't know, un contador?
An accountant?
Yeah, that thing. And he used to work for La Zona del Canal, yeah. The Panama Zone, I guess that's the name in English. Yeah. And my grandparents, well, they actually didn't have like a profession, like a degree, because they were really, really poor. Actually, my parents, they knew that they had to study, like to have a better life. And my grandparents, my grandmother from the mom of my dad, she was like a maiden. Maiden? Is that the word? A maid?
Maid.
Maid, yeah. The mom of my mother, she was like, she used to work in a restaurant cooking for people. Yeah, that's what I know about them.
Do you know what your grandparents did?
Like,
to make money, to live, to...
Yeah. Yes, yes, I know. Okay, you mean like my grandparents, like my grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
Or
your grandfather?
My grandfather. Well, actually, the problem is that the father of my mother, he didn't take care of my mom. He left my grandmother when my mom was a child, and he didn't want to recognize her. Is that recognize her? Give her the last name. He didn't want to do that, but my grandmother, she contract a lawyer. Yeah, she contract a lawyer, and she won. Yeah, so I don't know too much about my grandfather. Just that he was Chinese and he was from Canton. His name was Alejandro NG. And, well, he didn't take care of my mom. He just gave her like 24 quilates. 24 quilates. Yeah, a range of 24 quilates to her. That's all. And about my grandfather, the father of my father, well, actually, I don't know a lot about him. My dad doesn't like to talk a lot about him. I just know that his last name was like Segarra. Yeah, and he was from Puerto Rico, and he used to work the Air Force of the United States, and that's all. Yeah. And he didn't want to recognize my dad too. My dad, he met him when he was older, like 25, 27 years old. And my dad was very angry at him because he didn't want to recognize him and he didn't take care of him. But my granddad, he told him that he was going to give my dad his last name, but my dad refused because of pride. Yeah.
And who were or are your parents or grandparents' friends?
Well, my mom's friends, well, actually, she don't have like a best friend right now, and she don't have like friends. She knows a lot of people, and I think her friends are the people she work
with.
Yeah, she work with. Actually, there is one person. Her name is Selva Pinilla. She's my godmother. Yeah, they are like best friends. And my dad's friends, actually, I don't know too much about my dad's friends. I think he doesn't have like best friends, maybe friends. I live in a building, so I think that the people that he knows from the building, actually he used to go to the lobby to smoke with his friends and talk a little bit about what's happening on the building. Yeah. But the name of his friends, I don't know.
Do you have memories of visiting them or them visiting you? Or do you know any of your grandparents' friends?
Grandparents' friends. Well, Actually, I don't have like memories of that. I have memories of me visiting my grandparents. Yeah, and the whole family used to make reunions on Christmas and to celebrate New Year. Yeah. That's all, yeah.
And what sorts of things do you remember your family and your grandparents doing or eating and drinking and talking about during those visits?
Well, yeah, I remember them talking about the family, yeah, about my cousins, about the political situations in Panama, or about the economy, about their economies, and you know, those kind of talk when someone graduates or when someone of the family get married, things like that. And also, they used to talk about to remember those people that are dead right now. Yeah, to remember the good times and their childhoods, and they used to tell us stories about that. Yeah.
Do you remember any stories that they told you about their childhoods?
Well, there are not like very, very good stories. I actually remember one. My dad used to tell me that that they had to like to walk to the beach to recollect seafood for the dinner. And they used to spend like the whole day. And he used to tell me that when you are a child, you sort of enjoy it, but when you grow up, you see that it was not a good life for a child. You see that it was really poor. So, and he used to tell me that they used like to plantar.
Plant.
Yeah, to plant. To plant yuca, otoy, all those things to live and to recollect nance. Do you know what is nance? No, it's like a little fruit. It's yellow. And here in Panama, we do like a kind of dessert called pesada de nance. So he used to recollect a lot of those. You're like this small. Yeah, and he used to sell bottles of nance, like they were like this size, for 15 or 20 cents a bottle, so they could eat. Yeah.
And what was school like for you?
Primary school wasn't cool. People were mean at me. I don't know, I didn't like it. Actually, I don't like to remember a lot about that. No. High school was, yeah, it was better. There I made my first best friends.
And why don't you like to remember primary school? Because you were small and...
No, it wasn't because I was small. It was because people were mean at me, and that used like to hurt me a lot. Yeah, my dad is a very tough guy, and he didn't like to see like his little daughter like to suffer for things like that.
Why did people pick on you?
Oh, because I'm like in a weird combination of Chinese and Panamanian. And as you can see, I'm really hairy and small. Yeah, I think maybe that's why. I don't know. I used to have my hair. It was really, really long. It was like till here. And my mom used to make, I don't know, it wasn't a ponytail, it was like una trenza.
Braid.
Yeah, that thing. So, yes.
Did your mom ever have like the same problems of getting picked on because she was half Chinese?
Well, I don't remember too much about what she told me, but probably, I guess, because she told me that Chinese people, they use like to walk, but they don't walk like straight. They used to like, I don't know, what's this?
Hunch their backs?
Yeah, to hunch their backs. And my mom just told me that there was a time when she was walking in the streets and she saw her through a mirror on the store, and she saw her like, what was that? Hunching her back? Yeah. And she was like, oh my God, I don't like to be like that. So she began to walk with her back straight. Yeah.
And who were your, or how and who were your teachers?
My teachers, like for like right now?
In primary and high school.
In primary and high school, okay. In primary schools, I really don't remember too much about them. I remember one teacher, her name was Beatriz. Yeah.
Why do you remember her?
Why? Because she was my favorite teacher. She taught me at the 5th year. Yeah. She was very nice. She was nice, yeah. And she was very gentle with me.
And what was the cultural and racial background of your classmates and your teachers?
I don't understand the question.
Like, what cultures were they from? Were they also Panamanian? Were there also like African descent, Afro-descended Panamanians, or were they from other places and different races, or your classmates and your teachers?
Okay. Well, actually, in my primary school at that time, there was like three Afro-descendant kids. One girl and I guess two boys. And there was also a girl, a Chinese descendant. Yeah, and the others were Panamanians, like me, with mixed blood.
And your teachers too?
My teachers. I don't remember too much about them. I don't remember any Chinese or black teacher, just like mestizos or white people. Yep.
And what about at the university now?
At the university, yeah. You know, the university, you get to know a lot of people. So here we have a lot of people from another cultures, like Indian cultures, Afro-descendant cultures. There isn't like a lot of Chinese in, well, here in law, there isn't like too much, no. But in the university, yeah, there is a lot of Afro-descendant and Chinese people and people with mixed blood.
And what types of music did you grow up hearing?
Typical. I don't like it. I actually get like traumatized or something like that. I actually don't like it typical at all. Well, at that time I didn't like it at all. Now I can understand it. The problem was that people that at that time they used to live in the other side of the bridge of El Puente de las Americas, people used to listen to typical like the whole day, and it was awful just listening to that kind of music. But right now I actually like a lot of everything. I can listen to reggaeton, reggae, hip-hop, classic, pop, rock, roots, everything. And typical, yes, a little bit.
And who are your favorite singers?
Favorite singers? Well, I don't have a favorite singers. I just have like favorite songs. But about the singers, de quienes he tenido canciones, o sea, de las canciones que más me han gustado, are like Linkin Park, at that time, Evanescence, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Cultura Profética, from hip hop, 50 Cent, Eminem, those. And I also like jazz and blues, something like that, Amy Winehouse, yeah.
Can I get you to sing part of one or recite to me your favorite lyrics?
I don't know. Okay, actually there is one I like a lot. It's a song of Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry. Yeah, I like that a lot. But I don't want to repeat the lyric, yeah.
And do you like to eat?
Like to eat a lot or like to eat a good food? Okay. Well, I like food, yeah. Like to try new things, like, yeah. I actually love sushi. But I don't like to eat too much. I like to eat different things, good things, yeah.
What are your favorite foods?
Favorite foods, as I said, sushi. For dessert, I love cheesecake. I don't know. Patacones. Have you tried? Yeah, they're really nice. And pescado al ajillo. What else? Papas al ajillo also. Those things, yeah.
Do you cook them?
Well, like, I don't know how to cook, like, a lot. Like, to do the potatoes, al ajillo, yes. I know how to do that dish. To cook a fish, no. I can do patacones, yeah. And there's no way I could know how to do sushi. But, yeah, I know a few things.
Can you share one of your a recipe of how to make the potatoes or the patacones?
Well, the patacones, they're pretty easy. You can find the recipe at internet. But what you have to do is like to fry them, basically. To look for oil and put it on, what's that? A sartén. Yeah. And make the oil like really heat a lot. So you cut like the plátanos in slices, not too big, not too thin, and you just throw it on the hot or hidden oil. And when they get like a golden color, you take them out, and you have like to smash them a little bit with, I don't know. At home, my dad smashed them with a glass. And after that, you can add a little bit salt if you want. And you throw them again on the oil. And that's it. It's really easy.
And what are your favorite sayings?
Favorite what?
Dichos.
Dichos? I don't know. Actually, my mind is like, está en blanco, I don't know. Actually, today I heard about one. It was, el que trabaja no come. Yeah, so, you know, that's mean that you have, like, to work for, so you can eat. And in our times, that means, like, you have to study and have a couple of degrees if you want to get a good job and have a good life. Yeah.
And have you ever heard of Luis Bennett, a singer?
Who?
Luis Bennett.
Luis
Bennett.
I'm sorry.
And the Mighty Sparrow?
No. I'm sorry.
And what is your view of reggaeton music?
Reggaeton? Well, actually, most of the songs of reggaeton, they have a good beat but bad lyrics.
And which artists come to mind for you?
Daddy Yankee, Wisin y Yandel, Tito el Bambino, Don Omar, I think. He used to sing reggaeton also.
Just, can you share any of the lyrics?
Of the lyrics?
What do you think is the history or origin of reggaeton?
Well, okay, reggaeton. Actually, I don't know too much about that. I used to hear that the reggae came from Panama. I don't know, people, you know, used to like to fight for the origin of the things. So I don't know too much about that.
And what religion are you?
Me? I don't know. I don't have like a specific religion. You know, my mom is half Chinese, my dad is half Puerto Rican. So I think I have like a little bit of everything. Antepasados, los antepasados de mi papá. My last name, De Arco, it comes from Colombia. And I know about un antepasado, y she was a woman, of course. Her name was Isabel Herrera, and she came from Spain. Yeah, and also the dad of my grandma, the mother of my dad, he was like a Negro descendant. Yeah, and a little bit about shoulder descent. Yeah, I got a little bit of everything.
And so what role does religion play in your life?
Religion? Well, actually, I don't like to go to the church. That's not my thing. But I do believe in God. I don't think that you have like to go to the church to meet God. That's like, that doesn't fit. I actually think that the church may help you, but it's not like you have to go to the church if you want to know about him and everything. It's not like that. I'm Catholic, yeah. We celebrate Pascua, Christmas, and some religion holidays. Yeah, my dad used to go to a procession. I don't know how to say that in English.
Parade?
Okay, the parade of Don Bosco. Here in Panama, it's really famous. People used to walk really long distance to honor Don Bosco. He's like un santo. Yep.
Do you ever celebrate any religious Chinese holidays, or did your mom ever?
No, it's a shame actually. I wish I had. But the problem is that since my granddad, the father of my mother, he just recognized her and he just go away. After a few, I think, years, he died when she was very, very small. Like she was like 3 years, 2 years old, and he just died. And really, she never had like the opportunity to know all the Chinese culture and to learn Chinese or Mandarin, or to celebrate the New Year, the Chinese New Year, and all that stuff.
And did you play sports as a child?
As a child? just at the school. they forced us to play soccer and baseball. Not too much basketball. Sometimes volleyball. Yeah, that was at primary school. At high school, we used to had natación, swimming. Yeah, swimming. What else? Yeah, football, basketball, volleyball. And they used to force us to run a lot of time. I didn't like that. So I'm not like into sports. That's not my thing. But after I get out of high school and I get into university, I began to practice martial arts, but I left it because it was really hard. So I can say I'm a little bit lazy. Yeah.
And did you have any contact with the United States culture as a youth?
As a youth?
As a child?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The aunts of my dad, there are a couple of them that they actually living in United States, and I have one aunt living in, I don't know, I can't remember if it was Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic. One of them is there. Another one is at Canada. Yeah. I had at that time also one aunt in United States, and well, right now there are like two aunts at the United States. Yeah. They used to come to Panama to visit her mother. Well, not too much, like for holidays, because it is like a problem to travel in holidays. But they used to like to take vacations and come to Panama to visit their mom. Right now, that doesn't happen a lot. Actually, they haven't come since 3-4 years, because their mother, she's dead, you know, so they don't have like a reason to come to Panama. Yep.
And what do you remember about meeting them when they would come to Panama?
Oh, it was pretty cool. Yeah, they used to like to bring us a lot of presents, little things, stuffs, like sweaters, I don't know, maybe pants, clothes, teddies. Yeah. Also, like fantasy gear, like things like that, clocks, I don't know, llaveros, all that stuff. And of course, they came like to visit us, and they used to bring us the pictures of their families, of the cousins, and of the houses where they were living, and so on. Yeah.
What part of the U.S. did they live in?
Well, right now, I don't know. I don't know if she's like my aunt. She's like, well, maybe. She's like the cousin of my dad. I think she is living in United States in Miami, because she's working there like as a maid in a hotel, because she, you know, if you go to United States, you earn a little bit more than here in Panama. And she has the nationality because of her father. And my aunt, I actually don't know where she lives. I have an uncle. He's also living in the United States. He's single, and he works for as a police.
And do you think when they come to Panama, do people consider them Panamanian or American?
They consider them Panamanians. Yeah. The uncle about I told you before, he has the nationality of Puerto Rico because of his dad. So he is both things, Panamanian and Puerto Rican. And since he's Puerto Rican, the son of a Puerto Rican, he can get into United States. So, yeah. Yeah, we consider them Panamanians with a terrible Spanish accent, of course.
And how would you classify yourself in terms of identity?
Identity, that's hard. Like, do you mean about like race or about nationality?
Both.
Well, about race, it's hard to know, because since I have like a lot of mixed races, I don't know. It's hard. I mean, I half Chinese, half Puerto Rican and Panamanian. That's a little bit weird, you know. And about nationality, of course, I'm 100% Panamanian. But I wish I could have, you know, the nationality of Puerto Rico, so I can, it would be easier, like, to go to United States without all that problem of visa and all that stuff. Yeah. And also it would be cool, like, to have sort of the nationality of China. Yeah, it would be easy for me, like, to travel.
And does how you classify yourself, does that change or vary in different contexts or circumstances, or depending on who is asking?
I didn't understand, I'm sorry.
Like, depending on who asks you or who you're talking to, does how you classify your identity change?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. For example, I used to practice martial arts, and when I used to talk to the guy who was teaching me, he is from Japan. So when I was surrounded by him and his friends, well, my friends, I used to feel me like I was like a pure Chinese, something like that, you know. But when I'm here in university and or at home, I really don't care too much about that. I don't know. Yeah, more or less.
And can you tell me about your view of your West Indian ancestry?
West Indian ancestry, that's...
Las Antillas.
Las Antillas? How do I feel about them?
How do you feel about, yeah, your descendencia antillana?
Antillana, well... Well, sometimes I don't know, I didn't feel like bad about them before I came here, like, into university, and the professor, he began, like, to tell us about the stories and how they came from the islands, and that they didn't earn too much working at the Panama Canal, and that people used to mistreat them. Yeah. When the teacher, like, you know, he nos exhortó a estudiar. So then I, like, realized that people like me, like, right now, we are, like, really, really lucky for living in the time we live, because it's easier for us, like, to go to the university and study, get a degree, have a good life. And about them, about that people, I don't know. If you don't know the story of your country, you can have, like, a future, you know? Because you can make the same mistake the people of that time made. Yeah.
Your great grandfather, you said, was Afro descendant. Do you know where he was from?
I don't know too much about him. I know his name was Miguel Angel. Yeah. And I was talking to my dad while I was driving, and my dad, he's really tough. He don't like to speak about his past, especially about the dad of my grandmother, because my dad is a little bit racist. He don't like Negro people too much. He says that they are all like rovers and criminals and something like that. He don't like that. So he just told me that he was like a Negro descendant, and he didn't have, like, you know, that characteristic hair. it was a little bit more like curly hair, but with the very, very dark skin color. And he told me that when he and my mom were a couple before marrying, they visit the sister of the father of my grandmother, and she saw her. She saw that she was a black woman. Yeah, she was like very thin, and I don't know, with a lot of wrinkles. Yeah, a wrinkled old lady with more, you know, how it's old people with white hair.
And what's the first word that comes to mind when someone says West Indian?
West Indian.
Or Antillano.
Or Antillanos.
What's the first word that comes to mind?
Like Jamaican music or something like that? Yeah. That's the first thing I think about.
And what qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with the West Indies?
Like associate myself?
Yourself or in general?
Or in general, okay. Well, actually, I don't know, not too much. When they say like West Indian descendants, I think a little bit about the Panama Canal and the people that came here to work. Yeah.
And do you believe that people in Panama view or treat you differently based on your race?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe sometimes. For example, here in Panama, I got a couple of friends that they used to mock about Jewish people because, you know, what they say about Jewish people, that if you throw out like a dime, they begin like to fight for a dime, something like that. Sometimes for that. But treating me or someone else, well, if you're Chinese, of course. And also, well, yeah, if you're Negro, Kuna, there's sometimes a little bit of racist in everything. Actually, here in Panama, yes, when someone steals something, they begin to look for Negro people instead of looking for a person. And if you see like a story, you immediately think about the Chinese managing it or owning it. Yeah. And if you see like, what's that? When, un lugar donde venden carros?
Car dealership?
Well, yes, that thing, but not like a company. Like a small business. When you see that in Panama, you think about Hindus. Yeah, so there is a little bit of racist.
And do you believe that people in Panama view or treat you differently based on specifically your being of West Indian descent?
No, because as you can see, I look more Chinese than a West Indian descendant. So. If they don't ask me about my family tree, they wouldn't know. So the last time for the activity of the Afro-descendant catwalk, I had a couple of friends telling me that you're not Afro, what are you doing there? You're Chinese. And I'm like, I had my Afro descendant, I have Afro blood, so it doesn't matter. Yes.
And how has knowing English affected you positively or negatively?
Well, in a negative way, it has not happened. In a positive way, it has opened me a lot of doors, or how you want to call that. A lot of people from different parts of the world, like for example Canada, have come a lot of people, well, from Canada and from United States, of course. And knowing English have gave me the opportunity to talk to them, because sometimes they come here to Panama knowing a little bit of Spanish, so you can talk too much Spanish with them. And there is also the problem that here Panamanians used to to talk bad Spanish. Well, bad Spanish, yeah. So they can understand us completely.
And where did you learn English?
I've been learning English since I was in kindergarten. Yeah. So I began to learn English in kindergarten, after primary school, then high school. And when my mom, you know what moms used to do, they used to tell the child, oh, you have to learn, you have to have a degree also. Well, she used to tell me that I have to learn English so I may have an opportunity of having a good job. So I took a course. Also, I tried to practice it like every day. Actually, right now I'm teaching English to little kids. And I try to see, like, you know, the movies in English or listening to music in English so I can practice and get used to the pronunciation.
And are you married?
No.
And do you have children?
No. And I don't want to till I'll be 30 or something like that.
And have you ever been abroad or lived overseas in another? Have you ever lived in another country?
In another country.
Or visited another country?
Oh no, I wish I had. I never been out of my country, except for Taboga Island.
And what specific message do you want to communicate to the older people or the generations older than you, like parents' generations or grandparents, if you could say something to them?
If I could say something? Well, I could say that something like knowledge is the key, or as I said before, that knowing the history of your country helps you to not repeat the same mistakes our ancestors did. I don't know, something like we have to be patient with all people. I mean, like, people from other races, we have like to tolerate ourselves. Yeah, I think that will be.
And I know you're involved with the Afro-descendant organization here.
Yeah.
And can you tell me what role you play for the group, or and what it's all about?
Okay, actually, my role isn't like too special or something like that. I'm not like a permanent participante.
Member,
yeah, I'm not like a permanent member of the group. I just, if they need like help, I just come, I can arrive and help them with everything. Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about the group and why you participate?
A little bit about the group. Well, it's a group that they like emphasize their activities to culturize people in university or everywhere. And they want like to bring the message of to respect our races, to honor them, to remember who we are, from where we come from, and our ancestors. Yes. What was the other question?
I forget.
Oh, I guess it was like why I'm there, involved. Yeah, why? I don't know, because I think it's a different thing. It's different. Well, here in university, in the Panama University, there is not too much cultural groups. More, there is a lot of politics groups, but not too much about culture. So I really like to, okay, I really like the idea of making interesting activities that don't have to do anything with politics. And it's interesting, yeah, that's why.
Is there any other information you want to include that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't know, I don't know.
All right, well, thank you again for participating, and please feel free to contact us if you have any questions or wish to add more to the interview.
Okay.